Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back into the Clay County Corner here from the historic Clay County Courthouse on the square in Salina, Tennessee. You may hear a few trucks or something going through this morning, as of course we're right here in the center of town where hopefully there's just all kinds of traffic going on. We've got a good show lined up this morning. We have a number of guests. First up is going to be Ike Dyer, who's going to come on here in just a few minutes and talk to us about some stuff I call it stuff. It's really not a very, very important event coming up here pretty quick. He's going to talk about that a little bit, and I'm going to let him talk about himself a little bit. But first, we'll kick it out of here for just a few minutes and do a little short commercial break, come back, and I'll do a couple of house cleaning announcements, and we'll get cranked up with today's show. And I want to remind everyone, of course, the Clay County Corner comes on here every Thursday morning at 9 o'clock on WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And we're proud to be able to bring this show to you, and we want to ask you to go out and to visit our sponsors that make this possible. So right now, let's hear a word from some of those sponsors.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Hello, this is Paula Boone with Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center. We are excited to announce two new services available to our community. We are now offering adult daycare and outpatient therapies. Our adult daycare program is designed to provide improvements in the health of adults who may just need a safe place to be during the day. Nutritious meals, snacks, activities, and a full-service beauty shop are just a few of the services available. Outpatient physical, occupational, and speech therapies are now offered to our community as well. Most major insurance plans are accepted. For more information, give us a call today at 931-243-3139. We will be glad to assist you. Again, that is 931-243-3139, Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center in Salina, Tennessee.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, this is Thomas Watson here at the historic Clay County Courthouse, live and in living color here on WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country. We're here every Thursday morning with a number of guests, and either I'm the host here or Susan Bailey's here as the host part of the time, and we usually try to have a good time on Thursday mornings and get out some information to folks about things going on here in the county, and just generally talking about all the good things we've got going on here. And I've got a couple of announcements on a couple of good things coming up this weekend. For one thing, we have the Doug Smith Memorial 5K Run Walk. And now, of course, Doug was the owner, founder of Honest Abe Log Homes, Barky Beaver, GF Hardwoods, Moss Sawmill, just a whole bunch of companies that he brought here. And he's one of the his company is one of the larger employers here in the county. And he lost a battle a few years ago to cancer. And this memorial run, of course, is in his memory. And you can get information on this if you would call out at Honest Abe, and probably best be asked to ask for Inez Price, and the number is 931-258-3648, and that is this weekend, this Saturday morning, beginning about 8:30 in the morning, starting at the City Hall here in Salina. So if you're interested in that, they've got some T-shirts and stuff like that, and it is the proceeds do benefit the Relay for Life program. And also coming up this weekend is Thunder on the Cumberland, which is the KTPA Truck Series Truck Pull, which is taking place down in the Recreation Center, and it's sponsored by the Clay County Lions Club and the Clay County Volunteer Fire Departments. $10 admission, and got a whole bunch of different classes of trucks, tractors, and it is a very, very exciting show. Lots of noise, lots of excitement. Occasionally an engine will come apart and pieces will fly everywhere, so there's just all kinds of good stuff going on this weekend. So, you know, get out and take advantage of Clay County this weekend. But right now I have Ike Dyer with me. Ike and I have been talking a few minutes before we went on the air, and I know folks have seen him around here for the past few years, and I'd say a whole lot of the people in Clay County don't know him, and a lot of them maybe look at him and think, well, who is this outsider that's in? But he's not an outsider. Ike is a longtime resident in this area who I believe you joined the Air Force, went off, did a tour of duty, and unlike a lot of people to get out and see the world, think there's better places in the world than this area, he thought this was a place to come back to, and he's back here with us. I'm sure, Ike, tell us a little bit about who you are.
Well, I was raised over in this area, over in Clinton County, Kentucky, in Albany, on the north side of the lake, and moved away, joined the Air Force, spent 23 years of my life and overseas, spent some 35 different countries I lived in, and 17 states. And, you know, when I retired in 2007, I wanted to come back to where good people are and where they know how to raise families. And I'm back here, and I love it here in Clay County.
And you did say that you have roots to Clay County, grandparents from this area, from Monroe County, and as you said, Clinton County. So it's a nice place to dig back into the roots.
It is. My grandmother was born over in Moss, and that's where she met my grandfather, who was from Monroe County. And just you come back to tradition. That's what I like.
I believe you said your family built the original drive-in over there?
The drive-in theater in Teeville. My grandfather built that back in the 50s. Sure did.
I know that brings back a lot of memories for a lot of us who used to go over there on Saturday nights.
And still standing, too.
Yes, it is. Still in business, I think.
It is.
But Ike, I know what really, I mean, you know, the one thing about that brought you back to this area, if you could just put a finger on one particular thing.
Without a doubt. I came back here on vacation. I was deciding what I wanted to do when I retired. And I came back, spent about 2 weeks down here, and it was the people and the friendliness. You know, it's a warm welcome. And it's not the hustle and bustle in life. But if you need something, your neighbors are there for you. And that's what I like about it.
That's a great testament to our people here in this area. Like you said, the Clinton County people, the Cumberland County, Kentucky people, Monroe, Clay, we all feel like, you know, we're closely connected. We all have, you know, our parents and grandparents didn't know that you couldn't go across the state line and get married to somebody. You know, our counties are all intermingled, interconnected with families. And, you know, and before the dam was built and the lake was there, you know, different parts of our communities were much, much closer together than they are now. And those roots are great to come back to and have something to investigate, look at. But right now I know you've got something very, very important that you want to talk to us a few minutes about.
Well, this is very dear to my heart. This is the Tucker Murray Memorial Ride. Sergeant Wesley Tucker, a local native, and Sergeant First Class Dennis Bucky Murray. Everybody knew him as Bucky. Both of these men gave their lives, the ultimate sacrifice for our country and for our freedom. And this is something that we do to honor them and to carry on the tradition of to helping our youths to better their education. This is it's a memorial for them, healing process for the family, and a way of raising money to further education for some of our seniors in high school. This ride is scheduled for September 20th at the dam, down below the dam in the recreation area. And it's a family event. We've got people from all ages, from 8 to 80. We've got activities for the children. That the local National Guard's coming out, and they're bringing out all kinds of different activities, like a climbing house, a climbing wall, and there'll probably be a jump house there. Good cooking. Fellowship is what this is all about. It's a great motorcycle ride. When I see over 100 motorcycles just roaring together and carrying the American flag, knowing that they're honoring these two men that gave their ultimate sacrifice, I get goosebumps even thinking about it.
We see those things all the time. Our local news, they cover stuff for the memorial rides all over Middle Tennessee, all over Central Kentucky. And, looking and watching those things and seeing the comradeship of the people there, all walks of life. I know motorcycle riders. I know people look out and they see the easy riders. Of course, a lot of folks don't realize those so-called easy riders are usually lawyers, doctors, Indian chiefs, and the entire gamut of people anymore.
And they have the biggest hearts, too.
Yes, they do.
The riders, it's an amazing. Last year, I got to experience an event while I was there. One of Sergeant Tucker's troops that were with him when he was killed in action presented his original combat helmet to his daughter. And there wasn't a dry eye around. You got these big, burly men and women and children around, and it was just there wasn't a dry eye anywhere to be seen, because the heartfelt sincerity is just amazing to me.
Okay, the route of this ride. Okay.
Well, this year we're going to go around Dale Hollow Lake. It's going to last about 3 hours. It circles, goes through Clay County, Cumberland County, Pickett County, Overton County, and then back to Salina. There'll be one stop up in Cumberland County, so you can get a break, stretch your legs. And this is not a fast pace. This is just something to reflect and look at this beautiful country we live in. So, and if by some weird chance that we have rain that day, which last year it was iffy, but at the last minute the sun came out and we got blessed. So if we do have a rain, it will be rescheduled for October 4th at Donaldson Park, but we don't want to talk about that.
No.
Let's talk about there's a Facebook page for the Tucker Murray Memorial Ride, there's a website, and there was a mission statement. In the military, everything's about mission. What is the ultimate goal? And here's the mission statement for the Tucker and Murray, and if you don't mind, I'd like to read
this. Oh, yes, that would be great.
The mission is to honor their memory and selfless service by providing college scholarships for high school graduates. This stands as a reminder that these two heroes' service to their country and community did not end when they fell on the battlefield. We try to continue their selfless commitment to serving others and helping make America's future brighter through providing educational benefits to future generations.
What else can you ask for?
Nothing.
Very, very fine young men. I know I watched Sergeant Tucker grow up. He was, I don't think I ever had him in class when I was teaching, but I know he was in my wife's class when she was a junior high teacher. And I know she thought the world of Tucker she didn't call him by his first name. She just said Tucker, and I knew who she was talking about. And when you watch them grow up from the time they're 12 or 13 years old up into a military person, it's amazing to watch the process that goes on that turns them into what they are.
Well, the military does definitely shapes the men and women of today, and I think after 9/11, a lot of the young children, men and women, they wanted to go and do something for their country. And, I hate to say it, but things haven't changed. We still have the threat that we have, and we still have the young people sacrificing their lives every day. And this stands as a reminder, especially to me. I wear a bracelet. I never forgotten, and I will not forget the men and women who died for our country. I won't do it. And but, you know, there's some good things to this, too. Like I said, the fellowship and all is going to be wonderful.
Right. I mean, that's always a great thing, meeting new people, getting reacquainted with old friends. What about, are you having the car show this year there at the base, or is that kind of...
No, we're not doing the car show.
Okay, I know those things are kind of hard. We've got so many going on around here. It's kind of hard to, you know, to put all this stuff together. But I know you are having the picnic area, the food. I think it's usually some good barbecue.
Now, it's anything from fried chicken to whatever some of the church ladies, well, you're not taking church ladies, but that's what it is. You know, good folks that know how to put a spread out here. And, you know, you don't have to have a motorcycle to come down and enjoy. We've got a lot of events for adults, too. We've got a cornhole tournament that's going to be starting at 10 o'clock. You can start registration at 10 o'clock, by the way, for this ride, and the ride actually will begin at 12 o'clock. We've got a silent auction, and we're raffling off some items, great items that were donated. Beautiful handmade bookcase that is just, I'd be proud to have it. We've got everything from pontoon boat rentals from one day from Del Hollow Marina to... I saw a very nice special limited edition shotgun that's going to be raffled off, too. So we got tickets to Dollywood, got a collection of knives. But we got family get-together, and, you know, it's an all-day event. So, again, even if you don't have a motorcycle, come on out and enjoy it. It's great to have. And if you do have a motorcycle, it's going to be $20 for the ride. And if you have a rider on the back, it's extra $10. And every bit of money that's raised goes towards scholarships. Last year, we gave away five $1,000 scholarships to deserving seniors here in Salina, well, and in Clay County. We gave $500 to Hermitage Springs School in memory of Bucky, and $500 to the Clay County baseball team in honor of Wes. So I just encourage people. You know, we've had so much good support from local businesses for donating, local people that... come out and just support a great cause and enjoy a great day of fellowship.
Okay, we're going to take just a little short break here and let you come back, and we'll do a little bit of a wrap-up, and we will then get on maybe to our next guest. But all this information, it's something, you know, people, you know, I don't know how many of our people read the newspapers. I don't know how many people listen to us. It seems like, you know, it's hard to get information out here in our county. And we hope we've got a number of people listening. And those that are listening, tell people about this. And, well, right now we need to let the radio station tell some folks about some businesses here in Salina and try to make a little bit of money so we can stay on the air. We'll be back just in a minute.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Good afternoon. This is Elaine Closer. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route. Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter paint dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter paint, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter Paints experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. We're back here again, once again, from the Clay County Courthouse. I want to remind everyone about the Birthday and Anniversary Club, sponsored by the Salina Dairy Queen. We're on each Thursday, we will be giving away a birthday cake from the local Dairy Queen here. And you need to call in and leave name and your telephone number, and you'll get an answering machine here. And the number is 243-5574. And I would like to apologize to anyone that tried to call in last week, because I think sometime during the Homecoming Day celebration last week, they used our studio room here for something, and I think maybe the machine either got unplugged or turned off for a little while. So if you called in and the thing didn't work, I apologize. But once again, that number is 243-5574. And then here today, when we wrap up the program, we will have a drawing, and we'll have a lucky winner today of a birthday cake. Well, Ike, I know maybe we got a few more things, some other things you had a few minutes there to think that you'd forgotten about. That's what this little spot is for.
Well, I just want to recap again that the ride for the Tucker Murray Memorial is going to be on September 20th. Registration begins at 10 o'clock. Kickstands up at 12 o'clock. And if you need more information, you can go to our Facebook page at Tucker and Murray Memorial Ride, or our website, TuckerMurrayFund.com. A point of contact for this, Sherry Pruitt, and her number is 243-3747. And I just want to encourage everybody to come out for a great event, a great memorial, and great fellowship. And, Thomas, thanks so much for having
me. Okay, and like I said, these are true Clay County heroes. I know Sergeant Murray from down the Hermitage Springs area. I know he's greatly missed by, I know he has a son and a wife and his mother. His mother still lives here in Clay County. And I know he was a career man. He'd been in for a number of years.
He had over 20 years of service.
And when you've been in the service that long, sometimes you lose contact with the folks back home, and it takes a little while for them to remember, hey, I went to grade school with him. I went to high school with him. But we're glad that we can keep their memories alive, and glad that raise some scholarship money for some very, very deserving students here in Clay County. And Ike, it's been a pleasure having you here this morning. Ike, what do you ride?
I don't ride. But I like to support those that do.
Okay. All right.
I've got respect for motorcycles, but I like my car, but my pickup truck. Thank you.
I'm kind of like, I like things with four fenders on them.
Yes. I feel a little more secure in it.
Well, Mike, it's been a pleasure having you here this morning, and we hope you get a great turnout, and we will try to, we'll make a note, and we'll announce this again next week, and make sure that we get a number of people out there to help celebrate the memory of these two fallen heroes from Clay County.
Thank you, Thomas.
Thank you. Okay, right now we'll take a little short break, and we'll be back with our next guest.
Hello, this is Paula Boone with Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center. We are excited to announce two new services available to our community. We are now offering adult daycare and outpatient therapies. Our adult daycare program is designed to provide improvements in the health of adults who may just need a safe place to be during the day. Nutritious meals, snacks, activities, and a full-service beauty shop are just a few of the services available. Outpatient physical, occupational, and speech therapies are now offered to our community as well. Most major insurance plans are accepted. For more information, give us a call today at 931-243-3139. We will be glad to assist you. Again, that is 931-243-3139, Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center in Salina, Tennessee.
Welcome back, everyone. I have two young ladies behind the microphones right now, Beth Moulton, Natalie Boone, and I think they've got some things they want to talk about. They're both kind of in the same business. I don't know. I guess Beth got a whole bunch of businesses, but...
Yes, I do.
She wears a bunch of different hats like a number of people here in Clay County. Natalie, what is your official... You are the Clay Emergency...
Emergency Management Director.
A Management Director. And Beth, I know she is a part-time bookkeeper, secretary, whatever, out at the school system. And she...
Actually, full-time at the school system. And a part-time 911 director.
I knew that, but... Well, ladies, I know right now we've got the 911 celebration coming up here pretty quick. Natalie, have you got some information on that for us?
As usual, it'll be here on the square. We do actually have the auditorium over at the recreational complex reserved in case of inclement weather, but as of right now, as it stands, it will be here on the square as it is every year. Trucks and departments, emergency personnel will start coming in at 5 p.m., start setting up their equipment. Our program will start at 7. We have back again this year the group from Pea Ridge to sing for us. Craig Ogletree will be back. And we're also really, really excited. This year we have the choir from the schools. We've got them involved as well as the American Legion are going to present colors for us at the beginning of our ceremony. So we're pretty excited about that. We've got some, we got several years of service awards to hand out to all of our emergency personnel. And hopefully this year will be bigger and better than last year.
I think this will make our third year.
This is our third year.
And this is kind of like a cruise in for the emergency folks to come down. And like I said, we have all of them parked around the square here, and they have their doors open, and kids can climb up in. They can't start the vehicles, of course, but they can climb up in the vehicles. They can sit in the chairs. They can climb around on them within safety reason. And it's a great time to become acquainted with our volunteer fire people, our emergency people. So invite everyone out here for this. And I know everyone enjoys hearing the girls from Pea Ridge sing, even if Craig does get in their way sometimes. But they do make some good music. And also, we know the choir. The choir has been here for our Christmas, and we know that Miss Sandy and her group does a tremendous job with that. So we're looking forward to this. And I know you said we're going to start about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Of course, folks do start rolling in a little early, and we start getting people parked around here. And this is a Thursday this year, I believe, isn't it?
It is on Thursday this year. And one other thing that we got that we're pretty excited about this year, of course, most of our local businesses have helped to sponsor this thing. And East 52 Fire Department, they were in a Facebook contest here a while back with Johnsonville Sausage Company, and they were fortunate enough to be a finalist in that. And what they received out of that was $1,000 worth of Johnsonville products that they can use for fundraisers. They also received a donation from Johnsonville that'll be presented by Johnsonville that night. And Johnsonville is actually coming in that afternoon. They're going to set up and they are going to cook brats to give away free brats to everyone here in return for a donation to the East 52 Fire Department. So we will have some free food going around just for donations. And we got Johnsonville Sausage Company being a part of this thing this year, so.
Hey, that's great. And, you know, that's a magic word. You know, free.
Free.
Can't beat that price. But I know the East 52 Fire Department, they've had a number of things going on this year. I know they've had some bad luck with some equipment mishaps, and they've had to replace some equipment, rebuild some stuff. But it sounds like they're back on solid footing again. And... Well, I don't know who need to talk to about the new building. It looks like it's getting built now. I don't know. Who's in charge of that?
I guess that would be Natalie.
We are almost done. I don't have an exact completion date as to when they're supposed to be done, but I was in there yesterday. They're to the point. They are hanging light fixtures. They're getting ready to mount fire extinguishers, that sort of thing. We're getting phones put in. They're painting. So I'm... I'm guessing somewhere just in the neighborhood of another month or so, and it should be finished.
Got asphalt out in the parking lot now?
We got asphalt in the parking lot, so.
Okay, now, just exactly what is this going to house? And the building you're leaving, is that building going to be used for something else now? Or do you have any idea on that? Or
I'm not for certain.
Is that a city building or
the one that the ambulance service is in, and which I use as my office right now? It is actually a city building. It's the Solana Fire Hall. The ambulance service is also housed there. There's been some discussion as to whether or not EMS will move into this new building, but I don't think there's anything in stone on that yet. So as of right now, as far as I know, it will be just emergency management. It'll house our disaster trailers. That'll be my office then, and our emergency operations center, where if we have another disaster or severe weather, that is where Beth, Brandon, Christy, and I, all of our department heads will gather, and that's where we will coordinate that disaster response, is out of that building.
Unless it happens to be the dam breaking up in Wolf River.
Unless it happens to be that, yes.
And we'll be so excited. We normally set up in the bay of the ambulance service, so
yes.
We won't know what to do to be
inside.
When you
drive down and look at the building, you do realize, the building is not as roomy. I know the bays there, I think there's look like two bays,
yes,
with doors on each end. So the actual ambulance service itself will probably remain in the city building where it is.
It's a possibility. I'm not, that's a little over my head.
Yeah. But it really doesn't look like there's enough room there.
It was actually supposed to have been a lot bigger than what it ended up being when we first started this process. This has been a four-year process. We applied for this grant in 2010, and it took 2 years, I think, to even get awarded the grant. Then once we got awarded the grant, as everything else, the cost of materials and labor had went up, so we had to go back and redesign the building, and then we bid it out. Everything came back overbid. We were trying not to put any county money into this. This was a 100% grant. So we had to go back and change some things, take some things out here and there, and this is what we ended up with.
So all of the computer equipment will be housed there now, all of the equipment that Beth is in charge of, will that be there, or is it going to be?
No, we'll remain at the Sheriff's Department.
So you're not getting to move to the new building?
No, we're not getting to move to the new building.
Well, Beth, tell us a little bit about what's going on with your part-time job.
My part-time job. We have two new board members. We have David Bowles comes to us from the Baptist Ridge Fire Department, and we have our newly elected County Road Commissioner, Mr. Jason Browning. And so we're looking forward to having those on our board. We've had one meeting with Mr. Bowles, but our next meeting in October, Mr. Browning will be present at that meeting. So.
Okay, now, Natalie, Beth, both of you. You know, we have the 911 emergency. What's the first thing that happens?
The first thing that happens, the dispatcher will receive a 911 call. Our location will come up. If it's a cell phone, we're still able to track with our location.
Now, I'm talking about a major something now.
Oh, a major something.
Yeah,
well, we're still going to go with our phone call.
Right, okay. Yeah.
Our dispatchers are going to start with it. If it's a gas leak from, or a gas explosion, let's just use that as an example. The dispatchers are going to get in touch with Natalie. They're going to get in touch with the fire departments, the EMS, all the rescue squad. We're just going to call out everybody that's in our emergency services in Clay County. When it goes to Natalie, Natalie is the person that takes over at the scene. She's our EMA director, and then she'll contact Tima, and you can elaborate more on that.
If it's any type of hazardous material, unfortunately, that falls under emergency management's list of responsibilities. I am actually required by law, any hazardous materials spill that we have, to notify TEMA. TEMA is the state agency tasked with hazardous materials. And then they notify TDEC, EPA, whoever we need to get if we need a hazmat team to come in here. If it's just something as simple as you've had a, just for instance, we've had a couple of semi-wrecks out here across from a Family Dollar. We had one who leaked a bunch of diesel. If that's something that I have some folks in the county throughout some of these fire departments who are operations level trained for hazardous materials. That means that they can contain it. If it's something small, I can go out, contain it, clean it up, and dispose of it according to FEMA's recommendations. Then if it's something major, we have to look at calling in a hazmat cleanup crew, which tends to get very expensive if we have something major. So that, but that actually falls back to the trucking company's responsibility to do that. It's just our job to see that it gets done.
Okay, now let's throw it back to Beth. The reverse 911, where would that come into play at, Beth? How soon, if there was something that required a reverse 911?
If we had a major gas leak, for example, that's what we're using, we would activate that immediately, and all the county residents would be receiving that message within 15 minutes. We use a company called HyperReach out of New York, and it works really well. It also works very well during all of our tornado season.
Now, I know we've got a couple this, this tornado season. Of course, we didn't have any touchdowns or anything, but I think we did have a couple of 911 reverse calls. What about our warning system? You just mentioned tornadoes. Do we have, other than the system here in Salina, places out in the county where there are the horns and the whistles that go off in case of a...
We have one, I believe, Natalie, correct me if I'm wrong, on the Hermitage Springs water tower. We have one up behind Subway, and then we have the old one still down here at the Salina EMS building, the fire department.
And those would all be going off, and...
Those are all set. Well, the one up behind Subway and the one from Hermitage Springs, they're activated from the sheriff's department. And I think the one down at the fire department has to be manually operated by somebody going in and activating.
And then at what point in time do you get the call from Channel 4?
Usually when you're so busy you really don't have time to talk to us. Right in the middle of it is usually when they call.
I couldn't resist that because I know you have got to do that a couple of times
this
year.
I
have heard you on there. But, we're kind of making light of this, but of course it's nothing we hope we never have to do. Do you all make practice runs among yourselves that we don't know about to test this stuff and make sure that everything's working, that you can contact people no matter where they're at and that type of thing?
We meet on a regular basis. I talk to Beth sometimes more than I talk to my own family. I talk to her at least 3 or 4 times a week. We've got means of a perfect example is we actually had a gas leak back a few months ago out on Mitchell Street, right near Cherry Tree Apartments. Main gas line was hit, and that night we learned some things from that experience. Half of our staff, as far as our EOC staff, if we had to open our EOC that night, they were at a ball game in Hermitage Springs. So that made it a little difficult to get in touch with them, but we could have gotten in touch with them if we needed to, but Beth and I kind of handled it. I was on the scene, she was in dispatch, and so we took care of it from there. But yeah, we learned a few things about, being able to get a hold of, figure out different ways of getting a hold of some of these folks if we need them.
Ladies, I'm going to tell you what, it's been a pleasure having you here this morning. I know it was short notice for you guys, and I do know that just as soon as we get this the new building ready, there's going to be an open house down there, and we'd like to get you guys back and talk some more about that. And I know, Beth, with the new members on your board, there'll be some things coming up, and I know there's new stuff coming down the pike every day on the 9/11 stuff. But like Natalie said, also the wheels of government sometimes turn slow, and being small and out in the country, sometimes things don't make it in here as fast. But it seems like we have a pretty modern emergency management system here, probably as good as anything or better than a lot of places. And I know it's thanks to people like you that work hard every day to make this possible.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
And it's been a pleasure having you here this morning. And like I said, at any time, I may call you at any time and invite you back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be back just in a moment. We have Miss Melissa White from Clay County High School who's going to come in a few minutes and brag about what's going on over there. Ladies, we will see y'all later.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. senior care unit located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The senior care unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265. Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, we're here on the corner at the historic Clay County Courthouse, and I have Miss Melissa White with me this morning now, and she is the principal at Clay County High School, and looks like there's some good things going on over there, some good news this fall. Miss White, if you'd care to expand on that a little bit.
Thomas, I can talk all day about what's going on at Clay County High School. I am so proud of what our teachers and students are doing, and specifically, in case everyone hasn't heard, Clay County High School was named exactly 2 weeks ago today a reward school by the Tennessee Department of Education based on our test scores for last year. Now, this is a very significant achievement. I can't talk about it enough. My teachers and students are probably tired of me talking about it already, but I can't stop because it's almost like going to the state tournament in basketball, Thomas, and you've been there.
Yes.
And it's almost like winning a state championship academically.
And then there's nothing better than that. I mean, you know, of course, we all like to place emphasis on the basketball and the football and all that stuff, but that's not what they're there for. They're there for an education. I know the years that I was a coach, I was a coach number two. I was an American history teacher to begin with, and that's the way everyone needs to see that. You know, the athletics are a byproduct of academics, and if you don't believe it, flunk a class and see how long you get to play, right?
That's right, and I agree totally with you. Obviously, academics have to come first. But I also think that athletics are extremely important because as our athletic programs go, that's often mirrored in our academics and vice versa. So we expect the best out of our students and our staff all the time, whatever they're doing.
Well, I do know also that every year I know a number of the students are rewarded for academic excellence as athletes over there. I know there's a number of those certificates that are passed out every year.
Absolutely. Most of our teams do qualify for the TSSAA distinction rewards for academics, and those are distributed to those students along with their letters at athletic banquets in the spring or whenever they happen to have their banquets. And we really, really like to pay attention to every student's accomplishments. We want to announce that and celebrate everything that every student does, and that's why the reward school status is so important, because it celebrates every single student, because every single student and every single teacher was part of that team that made that achievement.
What does that involve?
Well, the state of Tennessee recognizes reward schools in two ways, and this is the third year of this being available. First of all, a school can be named a reward school if they're in the top 5% of all the schools in the state of Tennessee for the number of their students scoring proficient or advanced on the test that they take in the spring. And that can be elementary or high school or middle school. The way we received the reward, though, was for our growth. We grew our students so much in their scores that we were in the top 5% of all schools in the state for the growth of our student scores.
So that's based on over, is that a three-year average or just from 1 year to
that's from 1 year. That's based on how much we achieved in 2014 over our scores in 2013.
Okay, Ms. White, do you notice sometimes that some classes seem like, I guess, I don't know, what there are maybe some more highly motivated students in certain classes than others that can come in and make just a tremendous difference. And then when they leave, there's a drop-off sometimes. Have you? I know you haven't been principal that long, but you've been a teacher of a number of years.
Yes.
Have you noticed that over the years that sometimes that does happen?
I think that it does happen, but I think that's normal, I think, in any school. But I think that our distinction as a reward school for growth demonstrates that we are not focusing on that as much. We are really trying to grow every student with the strategies that we have in place. And the students have bought into that, and the teachers have bought into that. And if we looked at individual scores, like the test that the sophomores took, the test that the freshmen took, the test that the juniors took, we could see probably that one class might be better than another as far as the percentage of proficient and advanced. We don't focus so much on that. We do celebrate every student's achievement, but we really focus on that individual growth of every single student. And that's how we receive that reward status.
What about the old value-added thing? Is that still there?
Yes, that's actually how we were got this award. It's based on the growth measure from the TVAS. And I don't want to get too technical on that because I don't understand the original concept anyway. But I can tell you that when you look at our TVAS scores online, as we can look at them, that we have a whole lot of green in our graphs, okay? And that means we're doing a lot of things good. And some of our growth measures are incredibly high. Like, you like it if you have a 5 as a growth measure, okay? That keeps you in the green, as we say. But we had, in Algebra 1 and Algebra 2, we had a 41 growth measure. A growth measure of 41, that's incredible. And that's not the only subject we excelled in, but that's just an example of what's happening.
I know, you said the old value, you mentioned the green grass. That's kind of ironic since the guy that developed the value added was an agriculture professor at the University of Tennessee, and some way or other he came up with a data system that converted, I guess, one that milk fat or something based on.
Yes, it's based on cattle. It's a cattle or a goat one. I'm not sure exactly which, but somehow that relates to students.
So our students have been eating a lot of green grass.
They're producing a lot of green in our data. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Now another thing that I know of. A friend of mine that was a basketball coach years ago, when the value added started, I was still teaching, and I thought it was a pretty valid point there. You know, if you, on value added, if you win the state tournament 1 year, it's kind of hard to add value the next year.
Very hard, very hard.
And I was wondering on the academic side of that, mm-hmm. I know when you have a group that really, really progresses 1 year, it puts a tremendous load on their instructors the next year to continue even at the same, if you continue at the same level, you really haven't added value, have you?
That's correct. The state of Tennessee gives us what we call AMOs, annual manageable objectives, each year in certain classes, and we have to work to meet those percentages. And when you score high, like our students did last year in several of our subjects, then those goals for this year are really, really, really high, but they are attainable. They're not unattainable. For example, we had almost 80% proficient and advanced in Algebra 1, and our AMO for next year is somewhere near 82%. So they don't expect us to go down, but they don't think that we should be at 95 immediately either.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you something about that, too. I know probably now, I know when years ago, I don't think she was there when you were there, Miss Lecter Grace.
Yes, she was there.
She taught all the math.
She certainly did.
And, you know, I'm wondering how someone that taught the same students each year, you know, how they would manage, you know, this growth process. You know, if you do a tremendous job 1 year, next year may not be as good. And I don't think I know you all don't have the same teacher teaching all the levels of math anymore, do you? I think there's a different teacher that does Algebra 1, someone else does trig, someone else does one of the other.
Yes, we have three excellent math teachers that alternate what they teach. We have two Algebra 1 teachers. We have two Core Math 2 teachers, which we used to call geometry in the old days. This is a new Common Core subject. And we have one Algebra 2 teacher who also is the pre-cal and senior finite teacher. So we have a fantastic math department. We have a fantastic English department. We have a fantastic staff. Because what I ask of my EOC teachers, and believe me, I have asked a lot of my teachers, and they have come through exceptionally well. what I ask of them, I ask of every teacher, okay? That's why I'm so proud of the whole staff. And I'm proud of to be associated with our central office staff. There's not a thing that I've asked Mr. Strong for that if he could afford it all, he would give it to us. And I have to say also that we're proud to be associated with our feeder schools. We used to have three feeder schools, now we have two. And we don't just inherit those kids, you know, without any prior instruction. They come to us ready for what we're trying to do at the high school. And so I would like to credit everybody in the system with what we've accomplished, actually.
Okay, I'd ask you to hold your thoughts for a few seconds. Hopefully they won't explode on you while we take a short break here to try to earn a little money for WVFB-FM 101.5, Kicks Country, right here in Salina, Tennessee. We'll be back just in a second with Miss White, and we'll let her, you know, catch up just a little bit and maybe delve off into thought a few seconds and come back with some more information about Clay County High School. So we'll be back just in a second.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Sitting here today with Miss Melissa White, who is the principal of one of our reward schools in the state of Tennessee this year, Clay County High School. Miss White, now that you've had a few minutes to catch your breath, if you'd like to continue, what would you like to talk about a few minutes?
Well, again, I can talk about being a reward school all day long. We would like to talk for a few minutes about one of the strategies that we think is important that the community can really get involved in, and that is our Bulldog Pride Student Incentive Program. This is a reward program where we give students a list of activities or characteristics they can achieve and get put into this reward system. Basically, rewarding students for doing what they ought to do, okay? And if they aren't doing what they should do, then they're not rewarded. And this takes some money, okay? So we often send out letters to local businesses, and we very much appreciate their patronage with this system. And frankly, we're very, very happy that at the Salina High School alumni gathering on Saturday, over 20 of those individuals donated to that Bulldog Pride incentive program. So this is an important event. And eventually this will be on the website so that everybody in the community can lend their support to this, because our students these days really do respond well to incentives. When I was in high school, and you were one of the teachers, Mr. Watson, I'll call you now, then we just did things because we were supposed to, you know. But our kids are still just as good, but they're used to being rewarded quite a bit in their outside of school lives. So we were starting it in our school, and it works extremely well. For example, to go to our EOC reward picnic in August, a student had to achieve 2 proficient scores or 1 advanced scores on their end-of-course exams last spring, and we had 132 students. That's just out of 3 classes to go on that picnic, and that's a huge achievement. That's 30 more students than were eligible the first year that we tried it. But again, that takes money, and we do ask the community to support us on that. So I would be very appreciative of anyone who could contribute to the Bulldog Pride Incentive Program.
Okay, and I do remember something. I think maybe the program that I used to work with. Are y'all still doing the thing with Pickett in Jackson County? Is that still going on, or is that kind of
dying? The Exceed Academic Challenge,
yeah.
That is very much alive. That started last year. It was the ideas of the directors of schools of those 3 systems that the high schools should compete against one another academically, so that would be another incentive for the students, because everyone loves competition. You know, we paraded the trophy that would be available at the basketball game so that everybody could get involved with that as well, and we've had a good response with that. The students want to know who won. Did we win the Exceed Academic Challenge last year? Well, that's still under wraps. We're waiting for the directors of schools to get a banquet together at Tennessee Tech where we'll announce the winners of the 3 small trophies and the 1 large trophy, that perpetual trophy that travels from school to school. And we will also recognize at that time any students that were exceptionally good performers on our test last year. So it's like an all-district academic team. But I will give you one little tidbit just so that everybody can stay tuned in. We will win at least one of the 3 small trophies in that competition. And I would say that those trophies are for ACT growth, they're for ACT composite score average, and also for the EOC, proficient and advanced average. That's how we determine the three trophies, and then the one large one goes to the school that did the best on all three.
And there's nothing like competition, is there?
Oh, we love it. And it's really cool to watch our students intermingle with the students from Jackson County High School and Pickett County High School at the academic competitions that we have. We had three last year, one at each school, and hopefully we'll do that again this year.
Okay, and, you know, real quick now, I know we're going to have to wrap up here in a few minutes. I got to give away a birthday cake here in a minute. But I know, you know, the time that you've been teaching from the time you were a student, we've gone through all kinds of administrations, and seemed like every president has a new acronym for something he's going to bring down the line. We've had 21st century schools. We've had Race to the Top. We've had Common Core.
No Child Left Behind.
No Child Behind Left. and you know, just different acronyms for all these things. And I know those are money drainers, because I know this one now involved something, you know, people don't think about. You know, all at once they say, well, we're going to test every student in Clay County on the computer. Well,
that's
that
right.
Requires rewiring schools.
Mm-hmm.
It requires new computers. A lot of money just to get ready to test all the students. And, you know, sometimes... seem like these are what I guess politicians like to call unfunded mandates that fall back on the schools. And I know right now that you all just about have got all the schools rewired and everything, that you are ready. And then, of course, if we change administrations next election, the next president will come up with something else. But when it's all said and done, we've got the schools wired.
That's correct. And we are very happy to have the new wiring, and I'm very thankful to the technology staff for getting that done. And those partially unfunded mandates, we talk about a lot, especially at board meetings. But we still have to come through and do what we have to for our children, according to what the state and national government say.
Well, Ms. White, I know you could probably talk another hour or two, but we're going to have to wind down today. And you have a stand-in invitation at any time. I know you and I could sit here and talk for probably a couple, 3 hours and get off on all kinds of different subjects. But right now, I need to give away a birthday cake. Let me be all right. Now, your name's not on the list, so you don't get one. But we do have... a couple of names on the list this morning. Like I said, I apologize if you tried to call last week and the answering machine didn't work, but give us another shot. You know, give us a call at 243-5574, and you'll get an answering machine here. And remember to speak slowly and clearly, and leave a phone number so we can give you a call back. And we have two birthdays this morning. And one of those is Elizabeth Strong from out Miles, and Miss Lillian White called that one in. And I think Elizabeth may be reaching a milestone in her birthday, so we'll not go into that, though. And also, I would like to wish a happy birthday. This is from Bryce, Aiden, Colton, and their new sister, Brinley Barlow. They'd like to wish their father, Matt Barlow. And this also, his nephew, Gavin Beasley, here in Salina, they would all like to wish him a happy birthday. And we'd like to do that. That's Elizabeth Strong today and Matt Barlow. And Elizabeth Strong is the winner of our cake today. So once again, give us a call here. And the folks out the Dairy Queen, go out by and see those folks out there. A good bunch of folks at work out there. They'll fix you any kind of food basically you want. The breakfast is great out there. They have the $5 buck deal that where you, for $5, you can get a burger, fries, and a sundae and a drink. And you can't beat that with today's prices. So get out there and give the Dairy Queen some business and give us a call here. We need more birthdays and anniversaries. I know we've got at least 25 or 30 people in Clay County every week celebrating something. So give us a call. And Ms. White encourages students, if they've got a friend that they want to announce, to call us up here at the number, and we will see if we can't give a cake away down there every once in a while.
We'll do that, Mr. Watson.
All right. Now, I appreciate your time today, and we'll let you get back to your busy schedule and crack the whip a little bit more today and get everything lined up. But once again, we'll sign off from here in Salina from the historic Clay County Courthouse, and may the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them, or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.